Welcome along to the Kent Online Daily Podcast on, I think it's Friday, the 20-something of March. I'm losing track of the days. And I'm joined today by my Kent Family editor, Lauren. Lauren, thanks ever so much for chatting to us today on the podcast. I'm sure, like the rest of us, you don't quite know what day it is or where's up at the moment.
I know it's Friday. That's all that I need to know.
Now, for all of us, our complete way of life has changed unrecognisably. Tell us a little bit about your situation, because we normally see each other in the office at work, but obviously we're all now working from home. So how are you guys getting on?
We would normally see each other at work. Fine. I did a week by myself at home when we got sent home from the office. And then, of course, last Friday, the schools announced that they would be closing. And so my new two work colleagues, Oscar, he has just had his 9th birthday, and Liv is 6, joined me from Monday. So it's been an adjustment, I think, is probably the best way of putting it.
Yeah, an adjustment that we didn't have much time to get used to. And obviously the schools sent home the children with bundles of work to do, which obviously was great. But how have you kind of built the routine over the week? Have you found yourself coming up with a bit of a timetable during the day? Because kids are very used to that at school, aren't they? So it must be very weird for them suddenly not having that routine.
Yes, they are. And I think maybe I work and my husband works, and the children were at school, and then their evenings and their weekends were very much filled with football games, football training, dance lessons. So I think we are a family that's very used to routine, and pretty much decided very early on that the best way to at least muddle through Monday to Friday was an attempt at a routine that fell something between a rough school day and you know, expecting that they would eat and snack around the times that they would pretty much be used to if they were at school. We were also helped by the fact that the school did actually send home a rough homeschooling timetable, which told us what days they would be doing what subjects and where to try and break them up if they needed a break. So we've been led well, I think.
That sounds like a really good plan on that school's part, because obviously they've had to adapt very quickly as well to tell us parents how to do it all. Did you find little things like you had all the right equipment and stuff like that? You know, my daughter's like, I want to do some art. So we're like, ah, where's all the paint? Grab all the paint out the cupboard. Did you have everything that you needed?
No, I didn't. The school sent home workbooks and exercise books and everything that we needed in that sense. But as we probably had conversations the previous week, we had an idea that it was only going to be a matter of days before those schools were going to close. So whilst the shops were still open, I did nip in and grab proper rulers with proper measurements on. I got them each a handwriting pen, a couple of sticks of glue so they didn't fight over the one stick of glue that we already had. and trying to encourage them into it, we don't have a spare office because there's so many of us in this house now working from home. We've had to turn one end of our dining room table over to sort of their workspace, but to try and encourage them, I got them a box file each to they could draw and scribble and you know, deface as their own, so that they've been able at the end of each day to put away their books in their own box files. There's no argument about, well, that's mine, or that was my textbook, or that was. So we've tried to you know, grab some supplies, try and make it a little bit fun, try and give them a space at the end of the table that's their own. One sits one side and one sits the other, just to try and start as we mean to go on, I think.
Yeah, because obviously we don't know how long it's going to last. There are obvious subjects where the kids would get out and about, like PE, for example. And I know you're one of the ones who's been using technology to try and keep them active as well, haven't you, doing the Joe Wicks PE lesson?
Yes, we do a Joe Wicks PE lesson. That's the kind of, they have to be up, ready, dressed, breakfasted and had their teeth cleaned by the time that starts. So that's the general rule. And so far, touch wood, we've managed to get through 5 days, and that's exactly what's happened. We also, my son would have played ordinarily a lot of sport with Kickstart Sports. They've been posting an online challenge every day, a basketball, a cricket, a football. So he's had a bit of a go at, you watch their challenge and then you film it on your own tablet and send it back. So that's been a bit of fun as well. Just to kind of, yes, all the while the sun's shining, between their learning, get them outside and give them a dose of fresh air when we can't take them anywhere else.
Yeah, have they adapted to using the technology? I mean, kids are really up with tech anyway, but have they quite enjoyed that side of it?
Yes, I think they have. We've tried to give them a bit of responsibility in that they already each had a tablet of their own, so they've been able to log on to what they've needed to do for school on that. The only thing that we have experienced is partly probably our broadband, because there's so many of us trying to work from home. But also I think some of the apps and the online classrooms that they've been given to learn through from the school are maybe probably feeling a little bit overloaded. And there's been a couple of times where we've logged on and it said it's been down for maintenance, or come back later, or sort of try again in 10 minutes. And that's been a little bit frustrating, particularly if, you know, God goodness, we're heading 10 minutes to lunch and they want to get something finished and it says come back later. There's mass panic that they might not get their sandwich at the scheduled time. But I think that's been the only problem, is that I think a lot of the schools are probably using the same platforms and we found that they are a bit slow.
And what about keeping in touch with their friends? Obviously, for your two, they've got each other, so they do have some company, although siblings, they may bicker a little bit. But how about keeping in touch with their friends? Because particularly like for my daughter, she's the only one and she's a bit older, so she does use things like WhatsApp. But how have your two been coping with that?
Yeah, they are quite close in age. One's 6 and Oscar was 8, but just turned 9. So they do have each other. They do bicker. They do bicker boy-girl bicker, if that's a sort of stereotypical way to do things. And one definitely gets bored more easily than the other. We have neighbours next door who have children of a very similar age. So there's been a lot of shouting over the fence. And in actual fact, we have lost a fence panel in all of the terrible weather we had about sort of 4 weeks ago. And of course, now we can't replace it. So we've had to fashion a fence panel and draw and tape lines on the grass and on the patio that are their social distancing lines, through which they are allowed to talk to the neighbour's children, but they know that they're not allowed to go up or go and collect a ball from their garden by crawling through our fashioned fence panel. So they have got neighbours to talk to. We've given them our mobile phones for a bit of FaceTime, and we have for the weekend we've said we would download either Zoom or House Party so that they can try it at the weekend, because obviously anyone with children will know that the weekend is probably going to be the most interesting bit now, I think, because we've had schoolwork to keep us going Monday to Friday. That's run us through a very rough routine, but I'm not quite sure when we get up tomorrow, and one would be expecting to go off to football training for most of the morning and the other one would be expecting a dance lesson and a trip to nanny's, quite where we're going to go with what we do. So we've said we would spend some time at the weekend, as I say, using WhatsApp or Zoom or House Party, and get them connected to their friends.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we've been doing as well, just to keep in touch with, as you say, family and friends as well. Now, interesting, you mentioned Oscar had his birthday, and poor bless Oscar, he probably normally would have seen his friends or had a party. How did you cope with that this week?
Yeah, it wasn't easy. He had a party booked, which we've had to postpone, and he had desires to go to the Body Worlds exhibition in London, which we also had to cancel. We have told him that it's all merely postponed and nothing is cancelled. He took it quite well, and we, as I say, we've all had quite a bit of warning that we knew probably what was on the cards. So we had primed him as best we could. We'd reminded him that maybe family wouldn't be able to visit, that he perhaps couldn't have friends round, and that the chances are that his party for this weekend probably wasn't going to happen. And as it is, it hasn't. His party should be this evening. We're not going to be able to do that. We've had to postpone it. He is obviously older. He's 9. He's also probably the more accepting of my two. I'm not quite sure what's going to happen when we get to the other one. I think she'll be less accepting, but maybe because Oscar's paved the way for her, she will see, well, that's just the way it is. And we FaceTimed people. We blew candles out to Nanny and Grandad watching over the telephone. Let him pick a movie of his choice, some sweets and snacks of his choice. We've told him, as I say, that the party isn't cancelled, it's merely postponed, and we'll try and do it in a few months' time. So he knows it's almost like a party on hold, and that he'll get another birthday.
Yeah, we'll all be like the Queen this year. We'll have
exactly.
to have two birthdays.
Exactly. If it's good enough for Her Majesty, then I think it's good enough for a very patient 9-year-old.
Because you've got quite a few birthdays in the household, haven't you,
Ava?
What could be this lockdown?
So we've had Oscar's, and tomorrow it's my husband's, and the next week it's mine. So I think we're getting very good at party planning for one. But hopefully, yeah, I'm going to claim my second birthday towards the end of the year as well, really, because why not?
Absolutely. I think we'll just have to have a massive street party when all this is done.
I think there's going to be children all over the county planning this second birthday. In fact, all it's done is give Oscar very outlandish expectations about what's actually going to happen when this hallowed second birthday rolls around. What exactly is in store? I think I've just given him a blank canvas and pretty much said party plan the birthday of dreams. But
super.
There's a little bit.
Every 9-year-old's dream,
well,
as you say.
There is. And there's obviously a little bit of guilt that he spent a birthday with just us, and that, you know, family, friends, the party's been cancelled. That's hard, I think, if you're 8 or 9. So, yes, the birthday party of dreams is going to be a few months away.
Excellent. Well, I think it's fair to say we've all survived the first week. Obviously, there is a very serious side to this, but we need to try and keep the kids as active as we can and kind of shield them a little bit, I think, don't we, from the, you know, the hard hitting side of this. That's certainly what I'm trying to do anyway, a little bit, because that's not nice. It can be quite a scary thing for them to hear, can't it?
No, it can. And I think, you know, I joke about the social distancing line drawn into our patio, but they need to know the things that keep them safe. So they need to understand why they can't cross into the neighbour's garden, or they can't swap things over the fence. And I did the dreaded supermarket shop this morning. And ironically, for the first time ever, both the children really, really, absolutely desperately wanted to come with me. I had more offers of pairs of hands to help than I've ever had to do at a supermarket shop. But again, it had to be explained to them that probably at the moment that wasn't the safest place for them to go. And it is tricky in this house, as I'm sure it is in yours, because they're in a house of journalists, and therefore rolling news and phone calls and the radio being on quite a lot. They probably are exposed to a little bit more than maybe some children are, and we've had to be a bit conscious about that. And my sister's also a nurse, so they're fully aware that she is hard at work. But I don't think we need to go into any of the sort of more graphic details or the more concerning aspects of things. They understand why school's closed. They understand why they can't go to their clubs. They understand why they can't swap toys over the fence with the neighbours. And at the end of the day, as long as they're washing their hands and are good with their own hygiene, as they really should be anyway, I think that's enough for children of 6 and 8.
Absolutely. Well, well done for getting through your first
Hurrah!
Week of school. We will chat again very, very soon to see how we're going for as long as this will last.
Yes.
We have no idea.
No.
But we will see.
We hope we don't run out of steam. I think as we go forward, for any parent, it's going to be working out that week one, week two might be okay. And of course, the weather. At the moment, we are blessed with this absolutely glorious sunshine, which is meaning that my two are out in the garden now, so they are well amused. But what happens when the rain blows in, I'm not really sure. So yes, we will chat again.
Challenges ahead, I'm sure, but thank you very much for all your words of wisdom,
Laura.
That's all right. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.